News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the completion date for the new National Children's Hospital will be further delayed. The Public Accounts Committee is going to hear about it later today. Brian Stanley is a Sinn Féin TD and also chair of the Public Accounts Committee. He joins us now. Brian, what are you expecting to hear later today?
Well, I hope to hear some better news than we've been hearing from the Hospital Development Board over the past 4 years. Everyone knows the need for this hospital. Everyone knows children out there are waiting, need treatment. We also know that's central to building a new public health system. So, unfortunately, the completion date keeps moving because within the contract with BAM, it's supposed to open in August 2022, but we're now heading for August 2024. And indeed, that if you look that within the statement given by the board to us in terms of their opening statement for this morning, they're saying now that this will be pushed out further. And that BAM will not meet the further completion date of the 29th of October. But what we must remember here, Shane, is that is the substantial building. This building still has to be fitted out, has to be what's called commissioned. People have to decant off other sites and move on to it. So there's a further period after that, which the Hospital Development Board is saying 6 months. I don't think that's realistic. I think anybody that will be looking at a project of that scale that thinks that you can commission it and get operational in that length of time, not to mention the problems that will arise, the snagging that will arise when they move on to site. I think you're talking about 9 months to a year. So what
would that mean in terms of the hospital being operational? What's your best guess as to when that will be? And I accept it is just a guess at this stage.
Well, I hope that it's open ASAP. I want to see the hospital open as a public representative. There's constituents of mine that will need it. But the facts are is that you're looking at, given the fact that the October deadline this year is going to be missed for substantial building completion, you're probably looking at, my best shot at it is early 2026. I hope it opens next year, but realistically, I think we're looking at children being treated there. You're looking at some part of 2026. Hopefully, that can be shortened and it can be done next year. But we want to hear from the Hospital Development Board this morning, can they deliver next year and can they convince us how they want to do that?
Where should the finger of blame be pointed here, do you think? Or is it about apportioning blame?
It's about learning lessons.
Maybe that's a better way. What lessons do we need to learn?
The taxpayer is going to build a national maternity hospital. It's projected to be a 1 billion project in the very near future. Lessons have to be learned here that we don't repeat the same mistakes over and over again. Governments do sign these contracts. The former Taoiseach, Mr. Redcar, would have been the Minister for Health. Governments do sign off on them. I think that, you know, we accept, and I would accept being realistic about things, that big projects will get delayed. There was 6 or 7 weeks of a hold-up due to COVID. There's disputes between BAM and the National Hospital Development Board over that, what length of time they were off-site. But I do think that the terms of contracts need to be tightened up, because it's clear that the contractors did not have sufficient workers on site at different stages throughout this project. And indeed, from what I can see over most of this project, the sufficient staff were not on site. Timelines were not met. The terms of the contract in terms of dates was not nailed down. It was a two-stage contract. The second part of the contract was left very open-ended. So, I mean, anyone that knows anything about building will know that once you get on site, particularly a big project like that, and you move plant onto site, fixed plant, it's very hard to get that contractor off it.
Okay.
And to convince another contractor to go on site and pick up where they left off.
Okay, so look, the terms of the contract need to be tightened up. Was BAM given too much latitude in your view?
I would say the contract, first of all, we need to look at the design of the hospital. Was this an overly complicated project? Was it optics instead of practicalities? what's the situation regarding long-term
care? Well, I suppose you could argue, if we're going to spend $2.24 billion, you want something pretty special. I mean, surely we shouldn't be saying we can't design complex buildings.
Well, let me put it like this. Complex is one thing, right? But, you know, it is a spectacular-looking project. I've been out there a number of times.
Yeah.
It is, you know, spectacular-looking in terms of visually. But that has to be matched with practicalities. And I'm not arguing for square boxes to be built.
Yeah, no, I know you're not. Fair enough.
But we do have to put practicalities in place as well.
Two final questions. Have you had a chance? Has BAM come before you? Would you like to talk to them? Or is that realistic?
Well, BAM isn't accountable to the Public Accounts Committee, and we have met him because on a site visit we did meet senior people from BAM. But BAM isn't the situation with BAM is BAM is accountable to the Hospital Development Board. You know, but what I am saying to you here is this: governments in the future have to be more careful signing off on these projects, the type of projects. Governments have to be very careful of, you know, what they hear from. What to hear from design teams, what to hear from their people on the ground in terms of their representatives who are leading out on these projects. What's clear here is that this project, the terms of it were loose. We do know that there's a huge number of claims. In fact, there was over 2,000 claims in total. We do know that there are...
It seems crazy.
We do know that there's 1,600 claims where BAM is still requesting money, and that figure that they're looking for is in the region of 641 million. Now, we also know that claims settled to date have been, you know, a lot less than what the contractor's been looking for. I accept that, but there are still a number of high-value claims there. The problem there for the taxpayer is that if some of those come in the region of tens of millions, that will push up the price of this project further.
Well, which brings me to my final question, Brian. You took a stab on when it'll be open. Would you take a stab on what the final price will be? It's certainly going to be more than $2.24 billion, isn't it?
I think, if I was to be quite honest with you, and I hope again, I want it open quickly. I want it to come in at cost as cheap as possible. But I think being realistic about it, government have put forward $2.24 billion. They put in an extra budget there this year, earlier in the year, to try and get finished. But I think realistically, you're looking at between 2.24 and somewhere between 2.5 billion euros.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Brian Stanley, Chair of the Public Accounts Committee, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Ciara, two lines, obvious news lines coming out of that. One is it will not be open. Brian Stanley reckons, he hopes he's wrong, but he reckons, and I suspect he's right, it won't be open until 2026, and that the final cost will now be about up to 2.5 billion euro.
It's shocking.
Look, lessons have to be learned. And we've been down this road before. And look, when the Children's Hospital is open, it'll be brilliant.
It will, and we'll all love it for generations.
And I love that the building is a really innovative design. I think it should be something.
Although it added massively to the cost, apparently.
Yeah, but you know what? Sometimes, like...
Yeah, no, and I accept that, but
like, we never do public buildings well in this country. I think it's a good thing. I think it's in the right location, despite what other people disagree with that. I don't agree with having everything on the M50. But lessons have to be learned. And I think Brian Stanley makes a good point about... The way the contract is drawn up has to be significantly tighter.
Well, I think that's where all the holes in the sieve arose, yeah. I think, is the
Let
case.
Us know what you think, by the way. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.